Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Donna.
Yes?
Welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Excellent. Thank you.
Doing awesome. Here are your three headlines. Pick the real one. You're going to Frisch's and you're going to see Peter Pan Jr. Children's Theater of Cincinnati. Good stuff. Are you ready? Okay, is the real one A man ducks out during a first date to break into the woman's car? Is it B, woman stabs date with a fork after he tells her he voted for Trump? Or C, woman barricades herself in Applebee's bathroom and refuses to come out until her Tinder meetup leaves the restaurant?
I'm going to go with A as an apple.
You are so smart.
Yes.
Yes.
This sounds like a terrible first date, but I've had worse, actually. A 35-year-old guy named George Morris from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, went on a first date with a woman last month, and at one point in the middle of their date, he ducked out of a bar to break into the woman's car. She got suspicious when he'd been gone for a while, so she went outside and saw that he'd broken her window with a rock and was stealing her cell phone and $20 out of her wallet.
Wow.
Yeah, she yelled at him, and he took off running. The cops tracked him down and arrested him, and he was charged with third-degree burglary, which could get him up to 2 years in prison.
Oh, boy, that's
I'm guessing there's not going to be a second date.
No.
Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, Friday show, 6:53, mostly sunny today. We'll see a high around 74. Right now it's 46 with Jeff and Jen at Cincinnati's Q102. You know what time it is?
It's time for everybody's favorite game.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Andy and George, everybody. Welcome
Yay!
To the show, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, this is the first time we've had a father-daughter pair. Whose idea was this?
Mine.
Yours. So this is sweet. I mean, how is your dad your best friend?
I think because he'll do whatever I want him to. And so that's a good quality in a best friend.
Wow, that's pretty nice of him.
I think that's true. Been close your whole life, just daddy's little girl all along?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I mean, he like took me to Girl Scouts. Like that was like, my mom was like, well, I don't want to do that. Your dad can take you.
Oh, so. There you go.
Are you an only child?
No, I have a brother who's 10 years older, so...
Kind of you are.
Yeah.
A little bit. You're daddy's little girl and you've got him wrapped around your finger. Is that so, Dad?
Yeah.
Apparently. Look where you're sitting right now. And what you've... Have you heard, George, the best friend game before on the radio?
No.
Did she tell you what you're getting yourself into here?
Yes.
And you still agreed to come in?
Yes.
You're a brave man.
Thank you.
Brave man. So what are some of the things you guys like to do together?
We do a lot of biking and running together.
Socializing.
Also a lot of drinking.
Nice.
Do your social circles overlap when you say socializing?
No, I don't know where that's coming from. No. I'm
you
a little...
socialize with each other.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. All right, so who's answering questions about who here?
He'll be answering.
Yeah, nice. We're going to test George's skills here, see how well he knows Andy, considering how close they are. So, Andy, we're going to send you into the Jeff and Jen isolation booth so you cannot hear what's being said about you behind your back. And now that Andy is safely out of earshot, George is in the hot seat. Jen, whenever you're ready.
Okay, George, what are you most proud of her for?
Her accomplishments.
Do you want to be more specific? Accomplishments?
School, her athletic ability.
Okay. How did you embarrass her as a kid?
Well, I always do funny things in front of her friends.
Like what?
Weird. Just different weird games and different, you know, dress up and stuff for Halloween.
That works. What's something she's seen you and your wife do that she wishes she could unsee?
I guess she'd probably like to see how we always have a good time when we go out.
Like, what do you mean by good time?
Well, we like to, you know, drink and, you know.
Have too much to drink and you act goofy?
Yeah.
All right. Having a little too much fun in public.
Yeah. Question number 4. Has she ever had sex in your house while you were home?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. We will find out.
That's good. That's a good qualifying answer right there.
And 5th and final question, what would you warn potential boyfriends about?
Oh, that's a good question.
She likes to go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Shopping's the big one?
Shopping's the big one.
She's a money spender.
Correct. Right. Sometimes she gets moody.
Who did she get that from?
No idea. Other than that, though, she's a good kid.
All right.
All right, there's five questions. Now that George has answered all five, we're going to bring Andy back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to George's. Come on in, Andy. First question's worth $10.
What is he most proud of you for?
Maybe like my running.
Yeah,
like
you said athletics.
Stuff.
You're a runner.
All right.
That's the only athletic thing I can do.
Yeah? There's your first 10. Next question is worth an additional 20.
How did he embarrass you as a kid?
Oh, okay. Let me count the ways. Probably dressing up.
Yeah.
That was specific.
That's exactly what he said.
What was the most memorable way? What was the most memorable costume or way he dressed up?
It's really a tie between what he was going to be for Halloween that year, but consistently St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Would wear like boxers and tights and like had a full beard that he would dye green. And when you're in like second grade, you don't
that's
want that
mortifying.
Coming to school.
Yeah.
I've been in the St. Patrick's Day parade a few times, been in a newspaper with my costumes.
Nice. Nice.
That gets better, Andy. Oh,
that's
now he's
better.
In the newspaper.
In the paper. And with his name. Is his name included? Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Here
next
we
question's
go.
Worth an additional 30.
What's something you've seen your parents do that you wish you could unsee?
I don't know, like kiss?
Making out.
Mashing in the bar.
Yeah, I think a lot of kids would feel that way. That's a good answer. It's mm-hmm. wrong. He said maybe when they were out having a little too much fun in public, get a little too crazy. Because
yeah,
it
okay.
goes back to the whole embarrassment thing.
Yeah. The drinking so, thing.
Yeah. So no luck on that one, but we're still looking at hopefully adding another $30 for question 4.
Have you ever had sex in their house while they were home?
No.
His answer was, not that I'm aware of. So there's another $30, guys. Next question, your fifth and final, worth an additional $40. So if you get this right, you win $100.
What would your dad want to warn potential boyfriends about concerning you?
Listen, buddy, I want to help you out here.
You ought to know this.
Something you need to know about Andy.
I'm really needy.
I love that honesty, but that's not what he went with. He went with that you like to shop.
But most men say that about
all
women.
Well, that's what I
rely
on him for,
know.
So
that's,
yeah.
That's,
right.
That's probably worth half then, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, she's needy financially.
That falls under shopping, doesn't it?
But you still got $60, guys.
All right.
Congratulations.
Very well done.
Thank you.
All right, if you want to come in here with your best friend and win some money, just send us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.